So we were actually up to page 138. We're talking about bitochon versus hishtadlus and not to rely on the hishtadlus. And he goes through the various situations for health and for parnosa and for ruchnius and for everything. That's what he's been doing. Now on page 138, he said, it's actually in the middle. He says a person should do his hishtadlus, and he should do the amount that he has to, as he explained. But the parnosa is going to come in Hashemayim. Then he says something very interesting. The yivtochim zeh alelikov, and with this hishtadlus, he should trust his God, trust Hashem. Shelo yazveu, he will not forsake him. And he will not weaken him, or let go of him. And he won't hide from him. But as the pasuk says, Tov Hashem Lamois, Hashem is good, is kind, is good to the Tov Hashem Lamois. He is good as a source of strength, the Yom Tzora, on a day of Tzora, and he knows those who put their trust in him, would take refuge in him. So I wanted to take a moment to discuss something that I think is very important. He seems to say, "V'yiftach imzeh with his hishtadlus shlo yazveh v'lo yarpeh v'lo yisal mimenu." What does that mean? He's not going to let me go. He's not going to look the other way. He's going to provide me, and that's Tov Hashem la'amois v'yom tzora v'yodeh chesimon. And Yom Tzora, he's going to do good for me. Now, what does that mean? L'chero, what that means is that the Chovetz Chovavos seems to be indicating, and there are questions about it sometimes, whether he indicates it as strongly or maybe I never saw he indicates the opposite, but seems to be indicating if one puts his trust in Hashem, Hashem will take care of him, which is different from an approach that many people want to attribute to the Chazon Ish, who they claim, and I believe mistakenly, that the Chazon Ish said that that's not the right idea of bitochon, and bitochon is only that there's no accidents and everything comes from Hashem. And of course, everything Hashem does is for the good, but has nothing to do with relying on Him for anything specific. And this mashmos over here, and there's many such mashmos, and I want to keep going as we go to pay attention to them. But it sounds like he puts his trust in him. Yiftach himzeh alakov. Not, I trust everything is, there's no accidents. He will not forsake me. He will not let me go. He will take care of me. That sounds like very, very positive in terms of I'm relying on Hashem to take care of me, and therefore, and that's the schus, that's the mahus, that's the essence of bitachon. So I had a thought just this week, and I want to share it with you because it struck me as very, very powerful. We've quoted many times the pasuk in Chaf Hei in Tehillim, Elokai b'chobo tachti alei voisho, al yalsu oyvadi. David HaMelech says, "My God, I trusted in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. Don't let my enemies rejoice. All those who put their hope in you, even though they're not fully on the level of trust, but they're hoping, they refuse to give up hope, gam kol kivecho, they shouldn't be embarrassed." So I want to ask you a question. If the bitochin means that I'm trusting you, Hashem, that you can give me my parnosa, then if you don't give me my parnosa, I'm going to be embarrassed. I trusted Hashem, and he disappoints me. That's very embarrassing. There must be something wrong with me. I'm a bad person. I don't know. And all the people that knew I was trusting in Hashem, they know I preach this stuff, and I live this stuff, and I talk about it. And now here it is. I'm trusting Hashem, and it doesn't happen. He doesn't take care of me. That would be a busha. If, however, you say that the bitochon that the Chovetz HaLevavos speaks about, or that others speak about, is a bitachon of just knowing there's no accidents. There's no accidents. That's all. That everything is from Hashem. And he does, everything goes for the good, but he might decide that you don't deserve your parnos. He might decide you don't deserve this, you don't deserve that, whatever. So I want to ask you a question. What's the busha? What's the busha? I don't have no busha. I win everyone else. Hashem gives what's good for us. Hashem does everything for the good. Hashem, it's all from Hashem. I didn't trust him to give me something specific, to give me my parnosa, to give me my shirach, to give me my success. I trusted him that everything is from him. So there's no room for busha. What's David Melech saying? Don't be, I shouldn't be embarrassed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Whatever Hashem does is the way it's supposed to be, and it's for the good. So there's no embarrassment to you. That's just the way it is. So I find that these words seem to indicate very clearly, and I have it from so many other places in David HaMelech and Tehillim, that these words seem to indicate very clearly that we're talking about bitochen, meaning I'm trusting you're going to give me my desire. I'm trusting you to give me parnosa, and I'm trusting that there'll be parnosa. And because of my bitochen, you're going to give me the parnosa. I'm trusting you're going to give me the shirach. I trust you're going to give me the hatzlocha, and you're going to do it. Seems very clear from this. Elamai, you could say that maybe that's for David HaMelech. David HaMelech is on this lofty level. So Chazon Ish himself says later on, even though I believe that this wasn't the pshat in the first piece, but later on he says there's another type of bitocha where something just announces from within that it's going to work out, it's going to be good. So I'll tell you, and they quote that from David HaMelech. Maybe this is all for David HaMelech. But for us, it doesn't apply. But then it occurred to me the thought, we say every day, three times a day in Shemoneh Esrei, the brocha, ala tzadikim, ala chasidim, ala ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, ala pleitas sefreim, ala gerei atzerek ba'olim. Yehem urachamecho Hashem, arouse your mercy on us. And then what do we say? The same socher tovel chala boitchem b'shimcha be'emes. Give due reward to those who truly put the truest level of trust in you. V'sim chalkeinu im, or v'sein chalkeinu imoyim. Include us with them. We're not on the highest level of bitochen, but you know, we a little bit, we were trying, we have a certain level, include us with them. We shouldn't be embarrassed. That this is talking for everybody. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah weren't mesadar the tefillah just for David HaMelech. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah weren't just mesadar the tefillah just for Hillel HaZokei, or for the Rambam, or for the Vilna Goyin, or for the Chofetz Chaim. Each and every one of us, they would say three times a day, that was the takkot of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And what do we say? Even though we're not the Beit Chemishimcha Be'emes, but we ask, we should also be included. And we say about us, we shouldn't be embarrassed. Now, if the bitochen that we're talking about is just what these people claim, that, well, it's just there's no accidents and everything is from Hashem, then there's no busha there. There's nothing to ask about. Let us not be embarrassed, not be embarrassed about. Hashem does what is good. Everything is from Hashem. I didn't count on him for anything specific. I have nothing to be embarrassed about. Elamai, it must be that bitochen is, I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you for my parnos. I'm counting you for my raise. I'm counting you for my success in my investments. I'm counting on you for my shidduch. I'm counting you for the refuah. I'm counting on you. And if you don't deliver, that's going to be a busha. So I think we see from here very clearly that this level is not only for David HaMelech. It's not like that. It's a very high level, but it's something that's achievable for all of us. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, who are Mesaked the Nusach of Tefillah for all the Doiros, they believe that we can be holding. Those that are B'Shimcha Be'emes, those are the ultimate. Let us have a chelik too. V'loy nevoish on us, on all of us. Ki b'chobotochnu, because we trusted you. So I think we see very clearly that the level of bitochen that we should be talking about, and that's expected us, it's difficult, but we have to, the Chazon Ish says, maybe it's not a chiyuv to get there, but we're talking about a realistic idea that when a person puts his trust in Hashem's chesed to the extent that he just feels something within that Hashem is not going to let me down. That is true bitochon, and that with and with that we ask Hashem, just as David HaMelech did. It wasn't the Madrigal just for him. Because it would be very embarrassing if we don't receive that which we put our trust in you to give. Okay, let's proceed now. Same thing is true about health and sickness. A person should trust in Hashem in this. Now, by the way, the very breakdown of you should trust Hashem in this and trust Hashem in that and trust Hashem in the other thing, that seems to indicate it's not one class action thing. I'm trusting Hashem that everything he does is good. I'm trusting Hashem that he does everything. No, he takes care of Bereus, and I want Bereus. He takes care of this. It's not very logical to assume it's just a general thing. But anyway, in the Indian of his health or a sickness, but he should be mishtadel in and it sounds like bahasmodas abrius. In other words, even with he should be mishtadel bahasmodas abrius, meaning he should be mishtadel to make sure that his health remains healthy. In other words, we are mechuyev to take care of our health. That means diet, that means exercise, that means whatever else it means. That's part of our chiyuv hishtadlus. And we shouldn't be saying that, oh, I'm not on a level, I don't have to do hishtadlus, just trust Hashem, I don't have to worry about anything, I don't have to do anything, I don't have to do anything. That's wrong, because we should be doing hishtadlus. But at the same time, we have to realize that it's really all from Hashem. And when there is a treatment, in other words, we have to, madve is an illness. We should push away the illness in whatever the normal way is, shenoagu l'tchoson, to the proper way to get rid of it. In other words, if there is a time-tested or a well-known way, a treatment, a medication, a professional, then we have to do that. That's part of ishtadlus. Hashem said the doctor is given reshus l'rapi. He has the right to administer refuah to the extent that I remember once taking someone with a serious, it was a mental health problem, to Rav Eliashiv Zechrinu Lebrocha. And he needed to hear from Rav Eliashiv. He says, find the best doctor in this area, in the area of his problem, and listen to everything he says. That's ishtadlus. That's what we have to do. Mitzad sheni, person has to realize that it's really all up to Hashem. And Varapu Yirape, he says, the doctor has that right. A doctor has a right to administer healing. By the way, I think it should be noted that that's all the right that a doctor has. I don't know if there's any doctors that are with us tonight, but he has the right to heal. Doesn't have the right to say the prognosis is dismal. That's in part, forgive me, but he's a layman just like we are. He doesn't know. Hashem runs the world. And he doesn't even have the power to tell us everything's going to be all right. It's going to be fine. The illness is cured. We've seen so many times where the illness is cured and the patient subsequently dies. So those are all out of the realm of his professional expertise. Verapi says, Mikan shenitn reshus l'roifei d'rapos. He can do an operation. He can write a prescription. He can recommend a protocol or whatever has to be done. But that's it. He's not a maven on the prognosis, and he's not a maven on the prognosis either way. Bein l'tav, bein l'mutav. That's important to keep in mind. Mibli sheyiftach al sibas habrius v'acholi shein. He says, he should do all of this, this hishtadlus, but he should not do it without he should do this without relying on the hishtadlus, but he has to rely completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, of course, is a very difficult thing. Because it says, shouldn't think that these are the things, oh, mazikos, these are going to help, and these are going to hurt. Because all these things are only b'shus habayre. So it's a very fine line. Imagine the line of taking a medication and knowing that this is what I have to do, and you're thinking it's not the medication, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And going to do a procedure or an operation or what, and that's what I have to do, and that's what I'm mechuyev to do, but it's all b'yad Hashem. And really, this is just a chiyuv hishtadlus, like anything else, just like parnosa. I'm mechuyev to be mishtadl, but the parnosa comes from Hashem. Here too, the healing, everything. Rapi is the reshus to administer healing. But the roifei kol bosor umafli lasos, but the roifei chole amo Yisroel, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's a fine line, and it's very easy to lose a line. The Mishnah Berurah, actually, the halacha, gives us an etzah how we could try to maintain that line. And the etzah that he gives us is that before a person takes a medication or undergoes a medical procedure, the Mishnah Berurah brings a halacha, he's supposed to say, it should be your will, the Lord of my God, the God of my fathers. This asik that I'm doing now, whether it's medication, whether it's operation, whatever it may be, should be to a refua, because you are the healer for free. You don't take anything. That's what you do. You are refei chinom. So a person is supposed to say this before he undergoes a procedure, before he takes a medication. Then it reminds him, it says, hey, I'm taking the medication, I'm a chuyev in the hishtadlus, this is what I'm supposed to do, but I have to realize that Hashem is the reifei chole amo Yisroel, is the reifei chinom, and memela, all I'm doing is the hishtadlus that's required of me, but not to think for a moment that this is what's going to do it. And to further assure this realization, the Mishnah Berurah brings that when you finish take the medication or finish the procedure, one is supposed to say Boruch Reifei Cholim. So as much as you have to appreciate the doctor that gave you the right medication, the doctor that gave you the right advice, the doctor that did a tremendous surgery or whatever procedure or whatever he did, and I have to appreciate him, but on the other hand, I have to realize that it's Boruch Reifei Cholim, that Hashem is the ultimate Reifei Cholim, and I shouldn't make a mistake to think that just because I'm obligated halachically to put in all this ishtadlus, I shouldn't think for a moment that that means that that my ishtadlus is really doing it. I'd like to share with you two little stories, actually both of them from Rav Eliashiv, and I think that they. They can help in this area. It's actually one story, but it has both parts to it. I may have mentioned this once before, but again, I apologize. Mentioned a lot of things over again, but the idea is the chizuk that we come out with, not always something new, and it's kedai to hear. Someone came. A woman came to him, and the husband, it seems, was beyond help, sick. And the doctors in Eretz Yisrael said, there's nothing that can be done. There's no point in going to America. There's no procedure. There's no cure. And she asked Rav Eliashiv what to do, and he said, no, you're not mechuyev to schlep to America, because if they did everything they could over here, they say there's nothing that can be done. Why? Okay, so we do hishtadlus as much as we can, and at the point when we see the hishtadlus is, doesn't seem to be plausible, so we stop. Then all of a sudden she starts to cry and she says, no, my husband's not going to die. It's not going to happen. I won't. I trust Hashem won't let such a thing happen. I can't. I trust Hashem that he'll never let such a thing happen. Then Rabbi Yeshua says, go to America. When should we go? Right now, travel on Shabbos. Be Mechal Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh. So they asked him, 2 minutes ago you said, don't go at all. And now you say, go on Shabbos, it's Pikuach Nefesh. So he said, before, based on what she told me, based on what the doctor said, there's no point to go. There's nothing. When I saw the level of bitochoy that she has, that she refused to accept it, then I said, no, then he can still live. That bitochoy can make all the difference. The medical profession can't. That the doctors here said, they know, finish, there's nothing you can do. But bitochoy, the mele, I said, now you have to go. Pikuach nefesh, now you have to go on Shabbos. If it's pikuach nefesh, you can't wait. That was that idea. The on the one hand, there's the chiyuv to be mishtadl as much as you can, up to a certain point. But then the bitochen, which is the real roifei choile, which is the real refuah, which is the real controller of everything. For that, when we have that level of bitochen, then it becomes a whole different decision. There was I wanted to mention one more thing.
Rabbi Cohn.
Yes, please.
Sorry to interrupt, but quick question. On that level of bitachon, well, Pidera Chateva, nothing could be done, then she should not have to have done the shtabas altogether.
Maybe he felt it was just enough where she still needs the shtadlus, but not enough to pata from the shtadlus altogether. I don't know. That's a good question. But I guess it wasn't, he felt it wasn't enough. With today, I don't know if anybody today reaches that level where we don't have to do any ishtadlus. That was Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And the Gemara says about that, harabe also came below isubiyodim. And that vice versa, that Gemara means we can't take a chance. Many people tried to have the bitochen of Rav Shimon bar Yochai and not to do anything. It didn't work. So I guess that wouldn't have been good advice to advise her not to do anything. So that's what I would say about that. But I want to mention one other thing because I think this is very important, and also a ma'isa with Rav Eliashiv. Towards the end of his life, he had a very serious condition, and they back and forth about operating or not. He was close to 100 years old already, and it was a big shiloh what to do. Finally, he was machlit with the advice of the doctors. He's going to do the operation. They brought a doctor from America, a very big, biggest mumch in this particular operation, and they're going to do it. It was very interesting how it was early in the week. It was done on a Monday or a Tuesday. So he made sure to finish. He used to do Shnayim Mikra, one parsha a day. Since you could do it the week before the Shabbos, he made sure to finish the Shnayim Mikra before the operation for the whole week, because he wasn't sure he'll be able to live. And Memela was a life and death situation. Memela, at least that mitzvah, he wanted to take care of. Fine. I finished the operation, and the Baruch Hashem was successful. He insisted that they teach him how to thank the doctor in English. He says, thank you cannot be done through a shliach. That has to be done directly. So he wanted to be able to say in English to this American doctor, thank you, how much I appreciate whatever they taught him. So you see, very interesting. Mitzad echod, we know it's all up to Hashem. When the doctor said nothing could be done, it was all over. Okay, there's nothing you can do. When he sees this woman has bitochen, now becomes pikuach nefesh, this hatzos, we can save him, have to go on Shabbos. It's all up to Hashem. Right there, the whole situation, the doctor's, all of a sudden, the doctor's word was something, and all of a sudden, now because of the bitochen, the doctor's word is nothing. You got to go, and you got to go on Shabbos. Mitzad sheni, to the doctor, to the provider, to anyone who does anything to help us or to benefit us, the appreciation for being the shliach, for having, as the Chavis Alabova says, the rotzen hatoiv, to be the shliach, to do this, even though it all comes from Hashem. So in my heart, I know it comes from Hashem. But I thank the person as if he himself was the Baal Dover, to the extent that Rav Eliashiv wasn't satisfied with having a shliach explain to the doctor, an English-speaking person, that the rabbi said how grateful, how thankful he is, and he blesses you and whatever. He says, no, that has to be done directly, because it's so important to recognize the shliach, even though you at the same time, you realize that he is only the shliach and he's not the Baal Dover. As long as I'm telling stories, I don't know what happened to me. I just got off the plane from Los Angeles. I guess I'm a little knocked out. So let me tell you one more story and maybe we'll call it a night. And probably most of the story that I've said already, but who knows. When we started the yeshiva in the San Fernando Valley, and it was with a day school. And then we separated, made a separate institution, a separate 501c3, you know, thing to have a high school and a base medrash. And the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Leibowitz, came down and spoke to the new board and encouraged them that don't worry about it. You know, the financial burden they were worried about, Hashem will help. And he said, we have a shutif that underwrites it. We have a shutif. When you're working for a yeshiva, there's a shutif that underwrites the deficit and you don't have to worry about anything. Hashem will take care. A couple months later, I was at a meeting and I needed $1,000, I think it was, the next day. So I go over to one of the Balabatim there who was at this original or at this meeting. And I say, yeah, maybe you have $1,000. Yeah, for sure, no problem. Takes out his $100 bills and counting. But then he says, where's your shutif? You know, he said, you have a shutif underwriting it. And I was young and maybe a little bit naive. And I said, what's the difference to you whether the shutif sends this way or another way? I saw him as the shutif sending it to me. And I was, he was insulted. He was hurt. He was annoyed because he's giving me his hard-earned money and I'm thanking the shutif. So we have to be very careful with this balance. It's all the shutif. It's not the doctor. It's not the partner. It's not the boss. It's not the market. It's not the anything. It's not even my own efforts, my own business acumen. It's not my PhD from Harvard. It's nothing. MBA from Harvard. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad Sheni, if someone helps me, if someone is the agent to bring about something, whether it's a refuah, whether it's a parnosa, whether it's a shidduch, whatever it may be, then I have to look at that person as if that person was the Baal Dover himself. In my heart, I have to know you're only a shliach. It's all from Hashem. Mitzad Sheni, I have to thank the person and be appreciative to that person as if he himself was the one that did it, because he chose to do it. He had the rotzon hatov to do it.